darlings, and welcome to probably the final part of Digimon Ghost Gayest. Wow, I can't believe we're here. I can't believe we talked about all the gay shit in the Digimon franchise. A completely exhaustive list. That's a lie. There's more.
There's always going to be more.
Just Tamers alone could be its whole entire series. I'm Emery. My pronouns are they, she, he.
I'm Morg. My pronouns are they, he. And it was nice to see Yamato's happy polyamorous relationship.
I completed coexistence, but haven't finished the other one yet.
Oh boy, you've got a treat in store for you.
Yeah, I'll get to that when I get to that.
Oh, I should introduce myself. I'm Elvire. My pronouns are they, she, he. And I am normal about some of the Digimon in these movies. I am so normal about it.
Yeah,
Tri is definitely one that makes you feel normal.
You could say I'm very ordinary about it. Anyway.
And you may have heard we have a guest who we talked earlier.
I'm James. I guested earlier on Ghost Gaze. And my pronouns are she, her, and I totally have not gotten Art of Me and Mei Kunmon.
Great.
Good. God, I wish that were me. Mei Kunmon is so cool.
Yeah.
Mei Kunmon is nice.
Mei Kunmon is nice.
Except when they're doing murder.
I think that's nice. Mei Kunmon can do a little murder as a treat.
That's true.
I totally have not gotten myself art of other evil cat girls who could do a murder either.
Yeah, no. You would never.
See, when white cis men do murder, it's weird and gross. But when cute cat girls do murder.
Yeah, cute cat girls are allowed.
Yeah, they're just playing. They're just playing.
They're just playing.
And I mean,
that's a treat.
This movie just ends up with two cat girls fused together into an ultimate fucking beast, so you know.
They really set cat girls be going feral.
So let me try and recap the plot. Let me Digimon try and recap the plot.
Yeah, I mean you know, good luck, because I feel like the last two parts are like they pack a lot in.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I can get, like, a very broad, you know, I might just go, like, super broad on it, because, like, listen, we all know what we're here for, and it's not the whole entire plot of Digimon Tri. It's Yamato being sad about his dead boyfriend and being comforted by his Digimon boyfriend.
Exactly.
Yeah, where the fuck does part 5 even start? God, I did not take notes on this. I'm doing great.
Sentence is someone is being rude to Mei and Mei Kunmon, and then we get a flashback.
Chennai is lesbophobic.
Yeah, he sure is. Genai, kind of a fuck in this one. Genai is always kind of a fuck. I've always hated
even
that
the good
dude.
One.
But he's like, he's, like, just kind of, like, a sicko about it in Tri.
I forget, like, why he has, like, dark version of himself.
Literally, there's not really much of an explanation. Just, like, we know that Yggdrasil got to him, and that's
about
it.
So, is this the first movie where Dark Genai, like, shows up?
Yeah, like, before that, he was, like, exclusively a good guy.
Marcus should have punched harder. Should just punch Yggdrasil harder.
True.
Yeah, Masaru should have punched Yggdrasil so hard that he erased it from all timelines.
So true. That's Savers. Flash Data Squad, yes. So we didn't see this part of it, but, like, there was a whole thing. I know we left off and being, like, oh, one of the two, like, shady government people, one of them was actually doing bad shit in order to, like, cause the reboot to happen.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
We find out that,
Maki.
What's her face? Yeah. Maki was basically orchestrated the whole reboot. Well, helped orchestrate the whole reboot with Genai and Yggdrasil, basically so that, you know, she could get her partner back, the one who fucking died. So that doesn't go super great for her, because, you know, her partner doesn't have any memories of her, and she's like, hey, try being my friend, little guy, we're besties, I'm normal.
I'm so normal.
And Bakuman is like, you seem fucked, actually. kind of not liking these vibes.
These are not friend vibes.
I like that, like, all the other, like, the main kids, like, they can just make friends with their partners over again, but Maki cannot. Like, she's too far gone. Like, God.
Yeah, she went really evil about it, and eventually just ends up in the Dark Ocean and meets a bunch of fish people, a bunch of new fish people boyfriends.
Who she pulls a gun on.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot those Digimon. It's not like they have guns. Oh, wait.
They do. So, I missed this part because this was in an earlier part of Coexistence, mm-hmm. but apparently Makomon, like, has part of Apocalypse's data in them.
Yeah,
that's why she needs to be destroyed, apparently. And it's like, we all have the potential of destruction in us. That's not a reason to kill.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, fuck. Didn't Greymon get turned into Skull Greymon several times in this series?
And we even saw, like, an evil dark evolution in this one from one of the main characters, so...
Mm-hmm.
Rip Hikari, but I'm different. I don't know where you're going with that. Something about homeostasis is one of the computers is like, I want to stop this motherfucker from causing problems, so I'm gonna... I don't know. Do something.
Notice that homeostasis rhymes with homophobe.
Yeah, it does.
It does now.
I forget the word for when the rhyme is in the beginning of the word, but that is a thing, right?
Yeah. Kind
homeophobic.
Of.
Homeophobic.
When you make your own homophobe at home. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I don't remember which episode we were going to watch, so I just made notes just for like everything.
So...
I do have that the state of emergency is over because, you know, there's a whole bunch of Digimon, but surely everything's fine now. It's not like a government would end a state of emergency in the middle of an emergency, right?
Yeah, they would never do that.
They wouldn't, and they never have.
No, and it's definitely not in recent history. Anyhow, moving on.
God damn.
No, that's why I didn't get COVID this year.
Digimon really did predict the future. This.
Why are there no Digimon then? Where's my cute little guy?
So true.
Yeah, no Digimon. All we got is viruses.
They predicted the wrong things.
And not even Digimon made of viruses.
We don't know that.
True.
You cannot prove that. I will hold on hope. This is a great conspiracy theory that I'm going to try to sell to people. Digimon made COVID.
We can... Oh, that's bad. Anyway, we can become Digimon if we want. Anyway.
No, wait. Hold on. Hold on, Elvier. I think Chiaki Kanaka actually beat you to that theory.
Oh. Do I have to pay royalties now? Oh, that sucks.
I'm gonna kick his ass. Anyway. Appmon predicted the whole AI thing, and now there's people who want to use AI to copy artists and not pay them, or pay them very little.
Damn. Yeah. Digimon's just predicting all of our ills.
Digimon looked at humanity and said, that's fucked up.
Something, something, something about sci-fi being a distortion of the present, something, something. what does this mean? I don't know. Media? Analysis? Who does that? Who cares? I'm just watching Digimon. I don't care about fucking analyzing my present day.
Wow, cool Digimon.
Wow, cool Digimon.
I would never analyze a media. I'm simply here to talk about how all the kids, you know, they're out of the digital world. They're, you know, May Crackmon is going on rampage. But, you know, they can't really do anything until May Crackmon shows up in the human world. So they're just kind of hanging around at school waiting for things to happen.
Oh, during the school.
And, you know, and they simply just start telling some spooky ghost stories. And Yamato hates this.
Oh, I didn't see this part.
No, it's adorable. You gotta watch this part. I wanted to just hold Yamato in my arms and whisper to him that everything's going to be okay.
I didn't know he was as scaredy.
There's a certain point where everyone's scared and you can see all the kids and it goes to all the Digimon and then you see all the younger kids and you're like counting hits and it's like, where's Yamato? And Yamato's all the way in the back.
God, some of them are good reaction images too.
Oh, they're so... The Digimon in this movie have faces. They have so many faces.
I love a cool guy who is actually a big loser.
Yeah. Oh, that's Yamato 100%. He would be too scared to watch Ghost Game.
His English dub at the beginning was pretty much got his character right.
You're talking about like old.
Yeah. The original adventure.
And it's been 1,000 years since I've heard, like, old adventure dub.
Me too.
Legit, I don't think I've watched it since
it aired.
Since it was on TV, yeah.
Damn. I took the time to figure out how old they would, like, because I realized this takes place in, like, 2005, right? And they're, like, 17. Mm-hmm. So they would be, like... 35 now is what I figured out.
Damn.
They're older than me?
Mm-hmm. Pretty close to
me.
That's impossible.
They were 10 years old in 99, and now it's 2023, so yeah. They were like 11 in 99, so yeah, 35 is about right. It's fucked up.
I know, because, like, and this actually matters, because after Try, they, like, go through a thing where they're like, we're adults now and we have problem because we're adults.
Yeah, being an adult is a problem. That's true.
So true.
Better than being a teenager, though.
Yeah, oh, no, God.
I would like being a teenager if it didn't come with other teenagers.
I mean, I feel like I could say that about a lot of things, but yeah, I mean, fair enough. Man, I want to see Scaredy Cat Yamato. Maybe
it's
I'll go back
so cute. It. That scene really is
I just
worth
didn't have
it.
Time.
Joe's story was the best.
Joe told a very relatable story.
Oh, it's not scary at all, but this is. It's extremely relatable and scary.
Yeah, I cry when I see bad grades.
So true. Me, when I was 17. Fuck. Terrifying.
Not me having to do little walks around the playground during exams because I had a panic attack.
Oh, like, no.
Whenever I couldn't solve a problem, my brain just said, this is the end of the world.
Oh, no.
Basically, until I gave up at the end of high school and, like, in college, they expected me to do a bunch of stupid homework that should have just been in the lesson itself.
Yeah, college is a whole lot of people sitting there and telling you to do their job for them.
Yeah.
Depends on the class, but yeah.
It really depends on the class, but it's in my experience, I had a bunch of them like that, and it's like, this is a lot of money to do all the work myself.
Mm-hmm. It's even more here, yay!
Oh yeah, that's right. You guys really do feel that loss. I'm like, this is half a month's wage. I'm so sorry for you.
Oh God, I wish. God, I wish it were me. So something, Mikrakmon shows up. I think fights Jessmon.
Yes. Are they in the digital world at this point?
They're in the real world.
The real world.
I think not yet. I think. Yeah. I mostly watched the part where they were already in the digital world, so I was like, I think they're not yet, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I kind of forget what the gay part in this movie is, but you know, there is a part that I think is kind of important for contextualizing, like, the main gay part that we're gonna get to.
Yeah.
Which is...
Build your own gay.
Yeah. Which is, like, Tai Chi, you know, talking to Mako, and, you know, just, like, fucking... working through some emotions, and just like while they're, you know, outside the school, like having this conversation, all the fucking little goblins are pressed up against the glass, like, hey, what the fuck? Are they flirting?
Should we tell our partners about this? We should report this. We should definitely tell someone. And is it who is it at the end?
Yeah, we gotta tell his sister about this, and also the two romantic interests.
Yeah. One of them's like, why?
Yeah.
And in the background, you see Agumon having no thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
None at all. Wish that
were me. Yeah, no thoughts and somehow a lot of game. Because like, after Taichi comes, Agumon just goes up and talks to her.
Proof.
And they're still like, wow, are they flirting?
Proof that himbos are the best.
Yeah, Agumon just... thinks she's hungry and, like, just can't, like, understand your feelings.
I do agree with Agumon that most of my problems can be solved by just eating a little bit. You know, like a whole chocolate pie or something. Always cheers me up.
So just true.
Until my family yells at me for eating. But that's another story.
Then I would chuck the entire chocolate cake at my family and then eat another one of them.
Yeah, I should have done that.
No, I get that.
Eat it over sucks. Their corpse is what I thought over you were going to say.
It's like, oh. I make them choke on the chocolate pie and then...
We're all Mikrakmon in a way.
I am unfortunately not a cute cat girl, and therefore I am not legally allowed to commit a murder.
See, you could be.
Rip, that's so sad.
It is very sad. But I am trying to become a cute cat boy. And I hope there's some legal leeway there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
We'll see. Something about Mako, like... Mikrakmon becomes like Ragulmon. I don't know.
Yeah,
she's scared.
Yeah, more fucked up.
Yeah, so yeah, they, you know, fucking port, you know, distortions appear. They all go to the digital world again through the distortions. Jessmon and Mikrakmon start fighting, and yeah, Mikrakmon evolves to Raguelmon, and then, you know, to make things even funnier, Alphamon also shows up, and Alphamon is one of Yggdrasil's guys, so, you know, then it's just kind of like a funky little four-way battle between Raguelmon, like, the Chosen Children with Omegamon, and Jessmon and Alphamon.
And I had no idea what was going on in that fight.
It was a little confusing because it felt like they were all kind of turning on each other. Like, it felt very, like, who's
no one's
fighting
really allied in that.
Like, we find out later that Jessmon would be wanting to kill Megumon. and wanting to stop Elfamon. But it just seems like they're just trying to shoot everyone. Jessmon is just shooting everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the Chosen Children are trying to... I guess the Chosen Children and Alphamon are, like, trying to protect Meikumon, you know, because... For different reasons. But then Meikrakmon is also trying to kill everyone, so...
Yeah, and Jessmon sort of entered that fight with you miss every shot you don't take. So he's just going for everyone, really.
Yeah, it's kind of...
There's no plan. It's really weird to watch. And I didn't understand it at all.
So anyway, Tai Chi dies.
Yeah.
That's a long and short of it.
That whole build-up. though, they get split up. They run. There's a whole canyon between them. And I know Mei is there as well, but imagine if Mei hadn't been there and it's just Yamato and Tai Chi.
I mean, Mei
in a canyon between them.
Meiko might as well have not been there, just because, like,
yeah, she was
really only there because to get them out on the battlefield to be in danger. Like, no offense to her, but she was kind of to get them into danger. Like,
she had no reason for being there.
I was like, why did you run out onto the field, babe? Like, you wanted them to kill Meikomon, and now you're like, I'm gonna run to Meikomon. Like, what was the thought process there?
She's there because the showrunner said, oh no, if it's just Yamato and Tai Chi, people will think it's gay. Let's put a girl in
she
there.
She read the script, that's why she was out there.
That she, like, definitely was going through a lot of that, and with Tai yelling that they should kill her, and Matt yelling that they shouldn't, and that it's wrong. And just, like, she definitely was just having a lot of emotions at once, and, like, very clearly, like, maybe she was not, maybe when she said kill her, she meant herself as well.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I did also get that vibe a little bit. There's a lot of you don't deserve to be born mentality between Meiko and Meikumon. Not very nice to think about.
Yeah, that's some gay stuff for you as well.
Yeah, gays do be having depression. I know this.
Yeah. Telling your children that their partner / gay side was a mistake does do some mental damage.
Oh
yeah,
boy.
That feel when Digimon are both your best friend and also part of you. And so you're being told a part of you is a bad thing and doing bad things.
Yeah.
And you have to kill this part of you. And you're like, I don't know if I can do this, but I do want to kill this part of me. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We love metaphors that may or may not be intentional. Yeah, no. I mean, I totally get the confusion. I was just like... I kind of wanted to see more of her thought process of, like, what, like, even if she had just said something small, like, wait, I want to say goodbye to Meikomon before they die, and runs out. Like, even if it was just saying something like that, and they're like, no, you're crazy.
No, you're asking for anime to show you a fully developed woman or a girl.
So true.
And that's just not in the books.
I'm asking too much.
We do see a lot of her thought process in this episode and previous one, arguably the whole thing.
Yeah.
We do get the flashback, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, basically the long and short of it is, like, Mei is finally like, hey, my partner is suffering out there, like, this virus is just fucking bad news, and it is, like, clearly, like, causing them pain and fear, and yeah, maybe we do gotta put her down, actually.
Yeah, it's just, like, pretty rough, because, like, at some point, like, she, was she protected Mako, like, even in the midst of her, like, rampage, and they all noticed that, and they're like, oh, fuck, we kind of, should we be, like, how do we fight someone who's, like, part of our group at the moment, you know, who's, like, our friend, nominally, like, and so, yeah, Yamato and Taichi are just, like, at odds about this. And Taichi dies because, you know, after the running out thing and they try to get her back and they just, shit pops off and, I forget the guy's name, Daigo?
Nishijima,
yeah.
I'm sure he also has a first name and that could be Daigo.
I think it might be Daigo. But,
The other guy who dies?
Yeah, these two,
yeah.
Taichi and Daigo fucking die. They just die.
Yeah, they fall down a hole.
It's pretty tragic. And so everyone in the fucking group thinks it's tragic too, because, like, what do they do without, like, their strong, stubborn-headed leader, you know?
Get the emo kid to lead them, of course.
Yamato tries! He does his best.
He does try.
He picks up the goggles and puts them on. He's the leader now, but at what cost?
Yeah, he puts them around his neck, because he's like, I will not be wearing these on my forehead, I refuse.
Yeah.
There's a, I love you, but not like that. There's a limit.
He does eventually have to put them on his face, and he does look like a huge dork, so it's fine.
Yeah. I will take up the burden of leadership for you in this symbolic gesture. I will not look like a fucking clown while I'm doing it.
Too late.
Taichi really was the king and the jester all in one half.
Yeah, so Hikari is super sad about her brother dying right in front of her.
She hates it.
Oh yeah, she's not having a great time.
She's having a really bad time, and that causes fucking Tailmon to Jogress with to evolve to Ordinaemon bad mode, and then Jogress with Raguelmon to form Ordinaemon, who is a big Nakey Evangelion lady.
Yeah.
I am pointing at my screen screaming, this is the best thing I've ever seen. I'm sorry.
It's like Ophanimon, right? Is the negative.
Yeah.
Or Ophanimon dark mode or whatever.
Which, boy, really does help with the gay comparison, huh? Two cat girls just fusing together to just become an alternate beast. As you do.
Yeah.
But it's such a cool design! It's so, it's perfect!
It's a really pretty cool sick design.
It's like yeah. What if you wanted to watch End of Evangelion for the fucked up creature aspects of it, but you didn't want to watch End of Evangelion for every other aspect?
I've never seen Evangelion.
Don't do it. It's bad. It's really fucking, it hates its audience.
I have
really.
Good. I've conflicting feelings, but yeah, I would say in general you probably don't have to watch it.
There's a lot of anime out there that I'm watching instead.
Yeah, that's so fair.
I'm just gonna watch all of Mobile Suit and that'll be.
Oh yeah, no, watch Mobile Suit.
Watch either normal Ava or the rebuilds.
Maybe.
Or I could watch more Digimon to get my fucked up lady.
Yes.
True. Digimon do have those.
Her wings are enormous. She's just like a normal, like at first it's like she's like kind of human sized and then these big fuck off wings just like sprout out of her back. And that's like taking up like at least 2/3 of her size is like wing. If not,
the cosplayer curse is that you look at that and you think that would be cool if I could wear that.
You'd probably have to have like people, like you'd have to have like 3 people to do that.
You would have to be stationary. There's no way you could move around in a convention. No,
my thought was you'd be 3 people, like where it'd be 1 person in the middle and 2 people as each of the wings.
That's a great idea. I want to do that.
Like, that would be a pain in the ass, but at least you can maybe
walk
around.
But then I have to find I have to find two friends.
Two friends that don't mind to be, like, big fuzzy wings.
Yeah, yeah, you know, first time we do a Digimon Ghost Gaze meetup, like, the three of us are doing Ordinamon cosplay.
Oh no, that sounds like a nightmare to, like, make, though.
Yeah.
That's okay, I love hating myself while I sue. It's my favorite hobby.
You know, I'll just be my Black Mage Gilmon and just looking at you.
That's great. I love an audience, to be honest. I should be perceived when I feel great about myself.
She, like, Ordinamon, like, goes into the big, like, distortion in the sky. It seems to leave the digital world. And, like, the group of kids are just like, I guess we gotta go back to the human world again. There's a lot of going back and forth.
Yeah. Yamato has the stellar line, we can cry later. Thank you, Yamato, for your input.
We can cry later. So true. Thank you.
Yeah, we can cry whenever we want. We've never bottled up our emotions in our entire life.
I gotta do a quick run because my laptop is about to die.
He totally wasn't dragged into the dark ocean at one point.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
In adventure.
I could beat Sonic in a fight. I'm so fast.
But why would you want to fight Sonic, though? I would simply become his friend.
I would also become his friend, but then I would run faster than him if the stakes were my laptop time.
I think he would make fun of me too much to be his friend.
You know.
It depends,
on the version of Sonic, yeah. But yeah.
I am mean to my friends, so I could probably accept Sonic being mean back.
I need to get a Frontier. But also, I need Digimon World Next Order. I can have two girlfriends in that one.
I only played a little bit of Next Order because it was very grindy.
Well, yeah, that is based on World, which is extremely grindy.
Yeah, I'm not that much of a grind head.
You're not a gear head. I know you're talking about level grinding.
I will rise and grind for, like, a Dragon Quest, but, you know.
Yeah, isn't that kind of grindy? I mean, maybe I don't know enough.
I mean, like, all JRPGs are, it's just, like, with the I only played Next Order, but I think with, like, all the Digimon worlds, like, your Digimon will eventually just, like, reset. And wow. Yeah, they fucking die and turn back into eggs every so often, so...
Oh, fuck.
So yeah, a lot of grinding and resetting is the thing that makes it kind of a nightmare.
Just like Nuzlocking, wow. How do they get back to the human world?
I feel they like just they go there, just don't appear. Worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just the end of the movie, and then we go to the next one.
They just take out a knife and cut the fabric of reality.
Yeah, they take a big pizza cutter, and they're like...
They're gay, so they're not bound to the rules of reality, and they can just sort of jump in and out.
Oh, so true.
So true.
So, you know, they're back at school, everyone's having a bad time,
Especially Hikari.
Yeah.
She's dissociated.
Yeah, she's no longer present, oh my god.
Losing her brother.
She lost so much, and losing her partner.
And her partner, yeah. It's no good. It's sad because Agumon is still with the group, like Tai's by himself. Agumon is like, where's Tai? I think he might still be alive. And everyone's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of wishful thinking.
I think there's also like a moment where Sora talks to Yamato that he can go find Taichi if he wants to, that they'll manage without him. And Biomon thinks that Yamato's gonna sing her a song. I was so confused.
Oh, she was mad. So Biyomon, like, shows up and is like, why is Sora crying? Did you fucking make her
cry? He's mad.
And
why?
Yeah, I mean, she just is very protective of Sora because she's gay.
Yeah, I get that she's protective, but if I saw a boy and a girl and the girl was crying, would my immediate thought be, this boy tried to sing a song, and that is what caused these emotions, and not, oh, I don't know, they just lost a good friend.
I'm guessing that was probably a dubism, huh?
No,
I managed to find it in the sub.
Like, Emery, like, what I interpreted.
I spent a full week to find a working sub.
What I interpreted it as was she was saying, oh, you made her cry with a sappy love song.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's what it seemed like to me.
Right, yeah, because his rival's no longer in the picture, so obviously he would make his
move. Yeah. That's what it sounded like Biyomon was like, did you make her cry because of something you said or some sappy love song? I think maybe that's where the weird translation, yeah. But yeah, that's what at least Crunchyroll.
Either way, Biyomon is being heterophobic and we stan.
So
yeah, she's very valid.
She's like, no, Sora is gay. Leave her alone.
No, Yamato, you're gay. Leave her alone.
God, speaking of Yamato gay, he's fucking goes out on the balcony to cry about his dead boyfriend.
Oh my god. That fucking scene.
And then Gabumon
shows up. How dare you make me watch that?
I should have watched that as well.
He does a hug.
But yeah, Gabumon shows up to, like, talk to him, give advice, and have the longest hug you've ever seen in your entire life.
He kind of goes up to him and is like, hey, do you want to get married?
I wrote it down because this is the cutest dialogue ever, and also it proves to me that Gabumon has a Tumblr. Because he said, if you're in trouble, just ask your partner, Digimon. That's a known saying. And Yamato's like, I've never heard of that. Gabumon says that. That's because I made
That's because I just made it up. Yep.
I just made it up.
It's a known saying, known only to me.
Yeah, it's like when your best friend dies and you're super sad, you're supposed to marry your partner, Digimon. Everyone knows it.
So, yeah, Gabumon is literally like... He is literally like, hey, you know, even if Tai Chi is gone, I'll always be there for you. I want to spend the rest of my life together with you. I want to, like, grow old and live through every stage of our life and raise your children. Like, holy shit!
Yeah! It's super gay.
It's incredibly gay.
They know their audience.
Gabumon's okay. Cute shit.
Gabumon said he really fucking did. And then once again, they have the longest hug in human history. And let me tell you, they are deeply entangled in that embrace. Like, and oh boy,
Yamato cries on him. He's literally
cries on him.
Yeah, he's all curled up because it's so good. It's so sad.
So if it's the longest hug in human history, is it also the longest hug in Digimon history?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then, once again, as the fucking punctuation on this mark on this scene, once again we see all the goblins pressed up against the glass just being like, hey, are you gonna kiss or what?
Their faces are super squished.
They're so funny.
Oh, they really want them to kiss. They're like, wow, we're seeing some gay shit right here.
They're singing Disney songs. They're doing the whole thing. I understand because I too am squished against my screen saying kiss, kiss, kiss. But Yamato doesn't perform under pressure.
Getting too dull, like Matt and Gabumon dolls and squishing them together and saying, now kiss.
If I had a Kabumon doll and a Yamamoto doll, that is exactly what I would do.
I want a Kabumon.
Catch me in a week digging around in the Funko Pop landfill trying to find a Yamato and Kabumon to smush against each other.
God. I'll admit that every month I open the store that I know will sell figurines that I don't have to pay extra taxes on and see if they have more Digimon shit, and they never do.
Rip.
It is rip. I care about Genshin, sure, but I want Digimon. I would pay a lot of money for that. Just not taxes, you understand.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, if you don't have to, why should you, you know?
And I guess Ordinmon, wherever you put the inflection on that word, has a sixth sense, fifth sense, I know number.
Sixth sense.
For gay shit, because she shows up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she shows up, Matt puts the goggles on, and it, after like a moment of being like, I feel weird about putting on my boyfriend's goggles, but I'm gonna do it, I guess. And he's like, oh no, the distortion, big Digimon come out, and it's like, I think I could have told you that without the goggles on, Matt, but
I'm glad he took the excuse to put on the glasses, but no one's falling for it.
Oh yeah,
he looks like a torque. Very good.
So also Tai Chi's not dead, he's fine. Daigo super fucking dead though. He ate shit, he's bleeding all over the place.
He's dead but like temporarily not dead yet, like he's like,
he's pre-dead.
I need to be alive for like 5 more minutes, so I'm just like extremely in pain.
Yeah, I got 5 minutes of blood left. May as well use it to nobly sacrifice myself to send you back to the real world.
So true. I see. This is a crossover between Digimon and Princess Bride. It's only mostly dead.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but he is completely dead after this.
But first he has to like do some computer shit because Tai Chi isn't fucking smart enough to do that. So they have to keep him around for a second, and they find, wow, it's the Adventure 2 kids. They're all in, like, cryo chambers?
They fell into a big hole and conveniently landed in, like, the place where all the 02 kids are alive and stored in pods and not appearing, you know, not appearing as full character designs or having any voice acting going on.
This feels like a crime, to be honest.
At least they get, like, you know, voice acting and redesigns in Kizuna, even though I don't like Kizuna very much. I do like to see the 02 kids.
Apparently there's going to be a sequel to Kizuna starring the 02 kids, which is fun.
Oh yeah, that Kizuna sequel movie coming out in 2022. We all know of this.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like 2024. Okay, well, never mind. This is nothing.
Yeah, I don't know when it's coming out. I don't think anyone does.
This is nothing to me then. No one cared about Kizuna. No, I'm just kidding. I think people did like it, actually. Like,
yeah. It does have its fans. I simply thought Try did it better. It did, Kizuna weirdly, like, there's like weird, this is its own entire discussion, but like Kizuna is weirdly doing like a lot of the same things as Try, just like in my opinion with like less nuance and character writing.
To be a little bit fair to Kizuna, there were 6 movies of Try.
Yeah, true. But also, on the other hand, Kizuna didn't have to waste, like, half its runtime with, like, a secret agent plot that I didn't care about.
That's extremely weird. I, like, because I was trying to look up ages and stuff, so I got sucked into reading the summary of Kizuna, because that's just the kind of person I am. And I was extremely, like, annoyed that even though it makes sense for kind of for there to be like, oh, they're growing up and they're running out of time because they're growing up, I'm still just like, adults can have digivices. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. The like, fuck.
Have you not seen Savers / Data Squad?
Yeah, no. There's fucking hella old people with Digimon in that one.
Don't crush my dream like this. These kids are fucking younger than me. They were like 22, yeah. And I still want to have a Digimon, alright?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I still have potential. Don't judge me.
Yes. Like,
I'm still gay. I could still
smoke. It's like that. Yeah. It's like that whole, oh, you are finished maturing at 25. No, you're fucking not.
That's you super aren't, though. Like, yeah, like, Kizuna's... Yeah, Kizuna's version of it was very weird, where it's like, you know... It represented, like, the transition to adulthood in a much more binary view, like,
yeah.
Kind of laid it out, like, you can either, like, be stuck in the past forever or, like, move on and leave childhood behind, and just, like, whereas in Try, it's a lot more, like, you know, you can't cling to the past forever, you can't always expect things to go back the way they were, like... You have to, like, move forward in your life, but also, like, revisiting aspects of your childhood and, you know, like, can still inform that growth, you know? And you're never, like, truly, like, apart from, like, the person you were as a child, if that makes sense. I think that's all stuff I'm getting out of Try, even if, like, not all of it is said explicitly, where yeah. Kizuna feels, like, a lot more... weird and struggling with its message.
Yeah, I think part of it is like the end, they were kind of like, well, they could meet their Digimon partners again, and I didn't know if that was just them being like cheeky about it or if they were like, oh, we have to make sure that the epilogue ending of 02 is not completely thrown under the bus, where...
Yeah, true.
Where, like, adult-ass Taichi with a child is, like, a UN, like, fucking ambassador diplomat, to the digital world. Or wait, who was the ambassador? Someone was the ambassador.
Yeah, no, that was Taichi and Agumon, you got it.
Yeah.
Yamato became an astronaut.
So- and, like... He meant to go to the moon, but ended up on Mars.
Thanks, the dub.
the dub.
How do you fuck that up?
Oh, you know.
Oh, wait. You know. Portals, that's right.
Yeah. Also, like, another thing about Kizuna, like, just the thing on the meta level that really gets in its way is, like, it is very much, like, presenting itself as, like, a farewell to the franchise as a whole. It is, like, you know, this is gonna be the movie that, where you, like, finally say goodbye to the Digimon, you know, to the Digimon Adventure kids, like, this is, like, their last adventure, this is, like, you know, one last hurrah, you know, before we can, like, you know... Before we can, like, leave the you know, these characters in this franchise, you know, and sort of move on from it. But then also, like, by the time it released in the States, like, the fucking 2020 reboot was already a few months into airing, like, and, you know, as we just said, it's getting another fucking sequel, so, like, even in the same continuity, it's not the last one, it's, like... Boy, you really didn't coordinate that well, did ya?
It seems like they're kind of framing it as, like, this is the end of Adventure 1, and the sequel is going to be the end of Adventure 2, is how it seems like they're
possibly
spinning it. But also, you did a fucking reboot. Like, that's the part that's getting me, like...
Yeah.
My fucking panties in a bunch, you know? Like, come on. Like, we know you want the money, we know it's okay. Like, I mean, it's not okay, but it's okay, you know?
Yeah, listen, that's what franchises fucking do, is, like, keep making stuff, and, like,
just make them good.
If it's
like,
good, I will be like, gimme more, please.
If you're gonna have to do that, like, at least make it interesting, you know? Retreading territory is, like, whatever, I don't fucking care.
Oh boy.
Sorry to adventure heads, but I think I'm okay with it being over.
Yeah.
I am like much more interested in seeing like new stuff out of the Digimon franchise, you know. That's why it was like really good to see Ghost Game happening as like its own separate continuity, and that was like such a breath of fresh air after like the Adventure reboot, which did very little for me.
I disliked the reboot so much. I didn't even finish
it. Yeah, I didn't finish it. I got like 30 some episodes in and it was like,
oh, you got far.
Yeah, I didn't even get halfway though, and I was just like, yeah, this isn't doing much for me.
Like,
I think I made it to 10.
I like that we got to see, I mean, I didn't see it, but I like that people who didn't watch Try still ended up seeing the Mega Evolutions, I guess? But it's just like, watch Try instead. I don't know. I'm not even like a super fan of Try, but it's like nice. It's just nice. It's just nice to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I've been convinced of Try. I now watch the two final movies completely, mm-hmm. and I'll just go back and watch the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do like Try.
Like a normal person.
No, it is. It's nice.
Yeah, Try.
Yeah, Try really feels like, it's actually committing to, like, taking the characters in a new direction while still being recognizable. And I like that for Try. And also, like, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, giving meaning to, like, their experience of, like, growing up and changing.
Now,
maybe you should actually talk about the rest of the movie.
Yeah, right. We were talking about Try. That's correct.
We've talked about most of the gay stuff.
Yeah.
What's left?
That's the gay stuff. That's the important part. Fucking Hikari gets a stress fever, which she likes to do. She fucking goes to hell and gets saved by, you know, and then Wizardmon appears and sort of helps her out. Just like a fucking vision of Wizardmon, like facing away from mm-hmm. the camera, no lines. Just kind of being like, hey, this way over here. And it's like, oh, Wizardmon, oh no. Tailmon's boyfriend.
Yep.
So, yeah, then she like fucking goes into a metaphysical space, which might be inside Ordinemon, and meets Tailmon and Meikumon in there and sees a bunch of Meikumon's memories. gets a prophecy about Meikumon containing all the light. And then, you know, this fucking big fight is happening. Military out there getting their ass kicked.
There's about to be another reboot, but instead of the digital world, it's rebooting the human world. And that's a big problem because it would cause a lot of infrastructure to go down, I guess.
Why not reboot the human world? Place sucks here.
True.
Boy.
But the protagonists still want that, so we're supposed to root against that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like,
it would also cause problems with, like, nukes, so, you know.
Yeah. So, like, they're trying to figure out a way to stop Ordinemon without killing them. And, you know, Koshiro discovers that, like, actually, Meikumon has had, like, all the backed up memories of the Digimon, of, like, all the Digimon stored inside them this whole time. So, like, they figure out the password to extract those files. It's you know, Mei and Meikumon's cute little dialectic version of thank you.
Yeah.
So everyone gets their memories back, and Ordinemon seems like they're defeated, but then no, they get taken over by Yggdrasil, and that's a big problem. So Ordinemon's about to kill everyone, but then Tai Chi comes back, and
he's alive because he got the Daigo sacrificed himself, like you said.
Yeah. And, you know, exchanges a quick boyfriend nod with Yamato, gets his goggles back. And then they do one last big fight, and, you know, they're talking about how, like, you know, they can't just be doing, you know, they can't let this end on someone else's terms. They have to, like, grow up and make their own decisions, not, like, you know, just be, like, doing the job for, you know, either Homeostasis or Yggdrasil, because both those guys kind of suck. So yeah, they evolve Omegamon to an even more final form called the Merciful Mode, and kill Ordinamon. Don't worry, Tailmon got out of there at some point.
Tailmon did, but Makomon did.
Tailmon.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's very sad. Like, they had to kill Makumon, who was nice, but still, like, needed to be put down because, yeah, she was in very, very sick with bad virus.
She had rabies.
She had rabies. Oh, it's so true.
Digimon rabies.
She had Digimon rabies, yeah.
Oh no, this was a remake of Old Geller this whole time.
Oh no.
That's also what I was thinking of, unfortunately. It's sad.
Also, she had the light in her, and Hikari is light, so that's another point for gay.
True. Wow. Only gays have light inside them. Also, they have darkness. Beautiful thing.
Yeah, there are two wolves inside of us, and not...
They're both gay. Yeah,
they're both gay.
Sorry.
I think that's kind of it, because then it's just like, wow, we did it.
Yeah, after that it's kind of a wind down. We cut to a few months later. Yeah, things are getting, like, reconstructed, and things are just kind of real awkward between most of the gang and Mako, because, you know, they kind of fucking had to kill her partner.
Yep. That does put a damper on the relationship, huh? Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, it ends on them being friends, you know?
Hey, what happened to, Maki after she went to the Dark Ocean?
Oh, you know, presumably she got distracted by all those fishman boyfriends.
Okay.
Or drowned.
Oh my god. Sorry. That is not what I thought you were going to say.
And then what happened to Dark Janai? Janai?
He just fucks off.
Oh.
And is he's still alive? Oh, I'll be back. And then he's not ever.
Yeah, he just leaves.
Wow.
And as he left, I waved and said, this entire movie, I had no idea who you were.
Yeah.
He's kind of no one. Like, he's a character.
Here's the thing about Genai. You could take him out of the entire Digimon Adventure series, and it probably would be better for it.
Rough.
He's a plot device that forgot to plot.
Does he...
He's not plotting. It's clear he's a plot device, but he's not plotting.
I'm kind of like... I kind of like the old man version of him. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But even he's kind of useless.
Yeah. He's just kind of there to, like, fucking... He's just there to be a quest NPC and deliver exposition.
Yeah, and now he's expelled an evil version of him. Who knows?
Who knows?
Not Digimon, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's not a Digimon, so why should I care about him?
Mm-hmm.
He's just a guy.
I can only assume that some point at the end of this movie, they unfortunately forgot to show us Yamato and Taichi do go on a date.
Yeah, I think they probably... Yeah, no,
they definitely do.
Yeah, it's so... It's so expected that they were like, well, we're not going to animate it. Everyone knows
yeah, of course,
happen.
Of course.
It'll be boring.
That's what your fanfics for.
Yeah, that's what fanfics are for. Let me just quickly open our archive of our own and see how many fics are in Digimon.
Oh, Digimon is a popular one for fan fiction. If you just look at Digimon in general.
But is it on Archive of Our Own? Or will I have to go back?
Oh, hold on a second. I think I know. Uh-huh. I think I know what happened to Genai. He's that guy who says that he's actually the guy who said that calling Digimon his friends is ridiculous, and then they killed him.
Oh.
That would be better.
Oh, the picture you posted that was like, this is the worst character.
Yeah.
It is the worst character. I also was very mad when they added that line. I was like, no, Digimon are friends, fuck off.
Like, Digimon cause problems. And we're like,
you cause problems.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Everyone has faults. Everyone has faults, and you also cause problems. So, checkmate.
He's the guy who tried to write the one, the Fairly Odd Parents thing of just forget your childhood. Fuck off.
For real?
For real.
Well, it's I can now say that it's a very small fandom on Archive of Our Own, as in the all media types has 7,000 fics.
Okay.
No, quite.
That's incorrect.
It's not a lot.
That's
but to be fair, it is an old fandom, so I don't think a lot of people move their fanfics to
AOG. No, it's probably all on like fanfic.net or whatever.
Yeah. That means
there's a lot on fanfic.net. Don't ask how I know that.
My phone is checking if the connection is safe. That's a long time since it done that.
Pokemon's like that too. Like, that's.
The Pokemon allows you to kiss the cat.
That's true.
True.
For 50k.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's better.
Yeah, that's
a way. It's not like fucking MCU levels, but it's still, like, fine. Still pretty.
Fuck. It's because MCU has a lot of fanfics because there's a lot more to fix.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
With Digimon, it's Frontier that needs fixing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Listen, I won't say that the Digimon franchise is without sins.
Yeah.
And we don't see enough on-screen gay, so, like, that's the only thing that needs
fixing. Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, we sure do know that Yamato has two boyfriends.
Yeah, he does. Which, unfortunately, I won't be able to find on fanfiction.net because back in the olden days, you could only enter two characters.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this website and I'm having, like, war flashbacks.
I can't believe you went on it.
It looks horrible on mobile, if anyone's wondering. There's a whole big of chunk of white space that I think is supposed to load an ad.
Great.
But it's just not loading.
That's why we go on desktop.
True.
You know fanfiction.net hasn't fucking updated their web design in like 15 years.
Oh yeah.
I can still perfectly navigate this.
It's still in the same. Well, that's fun because this movie takes place 15 years ago or whatever.
Well, you know, it's period accurate.
Yeah.
I cannot figure out how to add filters, though I spoke too soon.
Well, Elvier does that. I think we could maybe.
I found them. They put them at the bottom. you know, where the most gay shit is. Anyway, let's wrap
up. Maybe we can wrap up.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Let's do some plugs. James, would you like to go first?
Okay, my YouTube is James Mason. I stream a lot. I really should have planned out some Digimon stuff, but I haven't really currently. I need, like, some. A lot of Digimon stuff is RPG or RPG related, and right now I've kind of planned out this year's RPG stuff, so. But, you know. Maybe one day. After this year, or after I finish all the stuff that happens this year.
Yeah, we'll probably link it in the show notes, like where your stuff is.
Currently,
I think I'm in your Discord server, actually. Pretty sure I've played a game.
Oh, yeah.
With you.
During December, I had, like, went through Jackbox stuff.
Right, yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. But then I had a holiday, so I had more time. And now I don't have holidays, so I have to be asleep when you came.
Currently, we're going through Legend of Grimlock and Banjo-Tooie. Grimlock is on our Legend of Grimrock team. So, there's that. We finished up SLARPG, Super Lesbian Animal RPG.
Nice. I still gotta finish playing that.
Yeah,
I got like an hour into it.
I gotta play that.
I really need to go back.
Yeah. And I even took a character from there and put them on our Grimrock team as well.
I'm on Twitter at Ereviru, and on TikTok on the same name. And I'm on, yeah, mostly there. I have been using my Tumblr more, so that's matrimgauten@tumblr.com. I should change that to Ereviru, but I am proud of having a Wheel of Time URL, so I just keep it.
Hell yeah. I mean, that's okay. My co-host name doesn't match my other shows. You can find me at Haunting the Morgue on Twitter and Tumblr. You can also find me on my other, or you can also find me on co-host at Gengar. you can find me on my other podcasts, Forward ReZero, a ReZero Watch podcast, and The Sonic Shuffle, a random and holistic Sonic lore podcast, which I don't know exactly when it's going to be out, but there was an episode we did with a special guest who may sound familiar to listeners of this show.
I wonder who it is.
It's me.
You know. Not this time, it's not, but James has been on it in the past. Yeah, Emery was a guest. Once that's out, I'll probably plug it more because it was a fun one.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I made up an OC live on air. We all did.
Yep. I think that's it for me.
All right. I'm on a podcast called We Rate Queerbait. We just released our episode on app monsters with guest Spike, so please do go check that out. It is essentially an extension of this Ghost Gayest series, so please do check it out and listen to us talk about app monsters, the much overlooked and very extremely homo romantic entry in the franchise. Also on Fur Affinity with the username Space Robot. You can hit me up on Discord if you want to get a commission. I've been working on a commission lately for Spike's OC and my OC doing an outfit swap. So that's fun. And hey, if you want to see me drawing that, you should go to our Discord where I do art streams every Friday. We also do Tokusatsu Mondays, where we're watching Kamen Rider Double and Garo. Fun place, go check it out. Get in on, yeah, if fucking get in on that end of Ghost Game discussion, because boy, we're really in it now. And, let's see. The podcast is also on Twitter, at DigiGhostGaze, and Tumblr at DigimonGhostGaze.tumblr.com. So this podcast is part of the NoiseSpace.xyz network. You can go to NoiseSpace.xyz and find all sorts of neat shows. This isn't, a Noise Space show exactly, but Lilith from Diet Coke and Lilith's House of Snacks was on an episode of Gender Conceal, the Gender Reveal Patreon bonus podcast.
Oh my god.
So that's fucking wild. That's blowing my mind. They talked about snacks.
What the fuck?
And Satan. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? That's so wild.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was really good. It was it was a very good interview, and also, like, I was like, wait, hold on. I recognize this voice from a different podcast, and now it's on the Gender Podcast.
What's the Gender Podcast?
Gender Conceal, which is on the Patreon for Gender Reveal.
Gotcha. Well, if you have Patreon, then...
But yeah, since I mentioned that, go check out Diet Coke and Lilith's House of Snacks if you want a podcast about eating unhealthy food with, like, a lot of lore.
Hell yeah. I've only listened to a couple episodes. I need to catch up, because I want to get into their, like, more lore-heavy episodes, which is a weird thing to say, but, like, true.
Yeah, you gotta get all that snack dimension lore.
I'll just mention a podcast I listened to earlier today was Sounds About Light, which is also noise based, and it's Kingdom Hearts. And I feel like there's a lot of crossover between Digimon fans and Kingdom Hearts fans, for a variety of reasons. So please listen to that also.
All right. So I think that about does it for us. So until next time, all you poltergeists, ghouls, and non-boonaries.
Digimon is for the gays.
Goodbye, darling.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.